It took just the right combination of moments and events to bring you here along Ice Age Flood's National Geologic Trail. This place was touched long ago by massive amounts of water and debris as cataclysmic floods traveled through the area. Imagine you were here to see those floods and witnessed a 1,000-foot wall of water coming down the Columbia. At the end of the last ice age, advancing glaciers blocked the Clark Fork River in Idaho, creating a gigantic ice dam. Where Missoula, Montana sits today, glacial Lake Missoula filled with the volume of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie combined. As the ice lobe retreated, pressure from the lake caused the ice dam to fail, and a wall of water, icebergs, boulders, and gravel released in a matter of hours. Perhaps as many as 100 floods created the Great Coulees and channeled scab lands of central Washington before coming this way. Powerful floods rushing down the path of the Columbia River scraped the canyon walls down to bedrock. From here, floodwaters entered the Columbia River National Scenic Area and then to Portland and the Willamette Valley, where the floods slowed and deposited the soil and rock we see today. Finally, floodwaters reached the Pacific Ocean, where they created the Astoria Fan off the coast of Oregon. Stretching miles out to sea are layers upon layer of Ice Age floods deposits. A good floods detective might spot rocks around here don't really belong, called erratics. Rocks and boulders from as far off as British Columbia were captured in icebergs traveling with the floods. Some were stranded along the way, and you might just find some on your hike today. Enjoy your experience and time along Ice Age Flood's National Geologic Trail.